You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yuck. I'm looking at the Astros schedule the rest of the year. Sure, this has been pointed out by somebody, but they play 21 games the rest. They got 21 games left. They've got seven series. They're all three games. Five of them are on the road. They only have six home games left the entire season between now and the playoffs, assuming they make the playoffs. They've got a six-game homestand from the 15th to the 21st against Texas and Seattle, and that's it. Other than that, they're on the road the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That ain't
some
easy.
Remember when we were sitting back, I can't remember when we were looking at that point in the season where it said, hey, look, the schedule actually gets a lot easier from this point out. And we didn't know at that point that the Astros were going to decide to just stop swinging the bat
in
the month of August.
Doesn't feel like they took advantage, does it?
Yeah. They're just going to go out there and just, I almost mean that literally. They had the fewest, they've got the fewest pitches seen per plate appearance. Like, they're not out there long.
No.
They kind of just, every now and then somebody gets on base, but nobody wants to do anything about it.
No.
What were they last night? One for what?
1 for 11 with runners in scoring position last night.
That's becoming alarmingly routine.
Including two strikeouts with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning. That was disappointing, is that the at-bats weren't even competitive with Carlos Correa and Christian Walker. That was disappointing.
I can't get mad at either one of those two individually. And yet, man, the team, they just...
I can get a little mad at Christian Walker. I mean, he's still batting like 230 this year. I know he's, he still has that... He still, as a texter pointed out, he still does that thing where he walks like 0.02 miles per hour back to the dugout after a strikeout and sits there and mutters to himself the whole time.
Yeah.
Walk your ass back to the dugout. Stop it with the slow walk back there. Get your ass back in the dugout.
He's contemplating life and whatnot.
Yeah.
I feel, would you rather have him be happy and skipping back to the dugout?
No, I would rather he walk at a brisker pace back to the dugout. That's all. Yeah, no, I don't want him skipping. All right, question for you. In light of last night's Thursday night game, where all the talk right now as I look up at the television is about Jalen Carter. It's about two things. One, the Cowboys being, I think, more competitive than people expected. They were more than a touchdown underdog in that game last night. I think they were an 8.5-point dog.
Yeah.
When that game kicked off, they were an 8.5-point dog, which is a big number. And the other talk is Jalen Carter getting kicked out 6 seconds into the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. And this is, look, Jalen Carter has a history, some things much more serious than spitting on somebody that show signs of immaturity, poor decision making. I think last night is the latest example of that. You could have cost your team the game. You're one of the best players on the team. You're one of the best players in the league. He's a second team all pro in his second year in the league at defensive tackle. He came into the league the same year CJ Stroud and Will Anderson did. So all the same conversations, Seth, that you and I are having and will have throughout the season about big, huge contract extensions for Will Anderson Jr. and CJ Stroud are, I would imagine, being had in Philadelphia about Jalen Carter as well. I have zero qualms about giving market-level extensions to C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson Jr. There is nothing that gives me fear as a Texan fan paying those guys. Now, I start to get a little anxious because now you're living in a different neighborhood now cap-wise where you got to do some things. But as far as the investment in those two guys, I have zero trepidation about that. How nervous would you be to give Jalen Carter a massive contract extension? He is a good enough player to be in that highest paid non-quarterback conversation, right?
Yeah.
He's in that.
He's not my dream candidate, but I don't get nervous about him almost because he's a freakishly big and athletic and talented defensive lineman. But it's not the same way as with a guy like Will Anderson, where you can see that, boy, he has crafted himself into that partly. There's God-given ability, and then there's what he's done with it. And Will Anderson has done everything he can. Like, he works his butt off. With Jalen Carter, I just more get the impression, like, man, I'd be surprised if he's like first guy in the building every day. I'd be surprised if he's doing everything the way that you want guys, you know, to point younger guys, that's the way you do it, all of that. And yet it works for him. So it's not like, you don't have to worry about some drastic fall off or something after he gets his big payday. I think he's just going to be that. There's going to be hiccups like this along the way, but he's just, he's a really good football player who's not your, he's not your dream Eagle scout,
yeah.
But the Eagles don't care about that. And I feel better about giving it to Will Anderson. I'm not saying that Will's potentially going to have that drop off.
No.
I'm saying there are some guys that are dialed in, and then they get their payday, and then they lose the dial completely.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that with Will Anderson. But with Jalen Carter, it's not even an issue because I don't think he's all that dialed in. I think he's just a really good football player.
Yeah. Do you worry at all about the off-the-field stuff, or is that something you feel like?
Was the off-field stuff – I mean, he had the incident in college,
yeah,
which is an awful tragedy. And
you're right. I shouldn't overgeneralize. Yeah. It's not like he had this – that we know of. It's not like he had this long rap sheet.
Right. That's the thing that I don't know if – as long as he's – if I found out that he's got nine, you know, traffic tickets since then or something, then I might be a little bit nervous about it. But
we would know probably.
Yeah, I feel way better about Will Anderson.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't do Jalen Carter's extension.
That's a good way to put it. That's how I feel. Like, all right, this is the price of poker. This guy is a game wrecker in the middle of the defense. Yeah, and those are hard to find, man.
Right. He's not Fromber.
Yeah.
I don't like Fromber. I worry about the erratic emotional stability part of it.
Yeah.
And with defensive linemen, you almost want a little bit of an erratic emotional instability. Jalen Carter has that.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you played the position, so you know. Yeah.
There's a tolerance for it on the D line that's different than other positions.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Right. If my quarterback was doing stuff like that, like if Dak were the one spitting in Jalen Carter's face last night, that would have been a red flag.
It was still pretty bogus what he did. But
right.
Yeah,
but smart. It's guile.
He also wasn't getting flagged.
Yeah,
for it,
what I want in my quarterback. He baited the other team's best player into getting kicked out of the game.
Dak was behaving like a sniper who never gets caught. Jalen Carter was behaving like somebody who's dumb enough to go up and spit on somebody's chest in front of a cop.
Carter was poking the cop in the chest with his gun.
Like, yeah,
listen,
yeah,
man. Yeah. So
Dak was crafty about it. Dak baited him.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, great theater last night. Great theater. So Stephen Ruiz of The Athletic, who I believe was in West Virginia, right? He was in West Virginia.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. So maybe that explains.
I think he was a guy that looked a lot like a blogger. Okay. There was a guy out there one day. I was like, that guy's definitely a blogger from somewhere. He's just that big baggy shorts and like a Hawaiian shirt.
The Ringer.
I don't know if that was Ruiz or Robert Mays or one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. I know Ruiz was out there. And he has his quarterback rankings he does every year for The Ringer. And it's in depth, man. Like they go into it. It's got all the interactive graphics on it. And it, you know, it gives you ratings for pocket presence and accuracy, timing, creativity, decision-making, arm talent, all of those things. And then a pretty decent breakdown on each of the guys. I don't think any real shockers at the very top here. Lamar Jackson is his number one. Patrick Mahomes is his number two. Josh Allen is his number three. And this is where I remind Texan fans, those are the three guys the Texans have to get through to get to an AFC title game and a Super Bowl. The top three guys right there. I guess technically they've got to get through Justin Herbert as well. He is in the AFC. He's fourth on this.
I know it almost
Fourth.
And it says underneath the little graphic they do, zero holes in his game. All right.
Can I?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can I bring up a counterpoint here from me? I mean, I think people know how you and I feel. I think people know how you and I feel about the accolades Justin Herbert gets, because I think Justin Herbert's a good football player. Like, when we have these conversations, this isn't me saying he's not talented, he's not good. If I were an NFL team struggling to find a quarterback and Justin Herbert became available, I'd roll with Justin Herbert. It's that he gets treated like one of these guys that's actually done stuff, and he's really not done anything yet.
I just, you know, the thing with Justin Herbert, it's interesting to me because this ranking has Lamar Jackson based ranked number one overall, with the biggest asset that he really stands out being his creativity. And with Justin Herbert, for me, it's always felt to me like, man, he is a really good paint by numbers artist. So I would say his creativity or his ability to just truly improvise and all of those things, his just feel for the game necessarily is just not on par or caliber with the guys at the top. So if you're going to give it to Lamar Jackson based on his creativity, I feel like you can't have Justin Herbert at number four overall, where it's I don't want to say an extreme lack of creativity, but not on par with the genuinely great quarterback.
CJ Stroud is seventh on this list, which I think is higher than a lot of this QB power rankings have him coming into the season. But while we're on Justin Herbert, I don't agree with Ryan Clark a ton on things. I thought Ryan Clark was spot on yesterday on his Justin Herbert analysis.
You're talking about the last time Patrick Mahomes played? I know you watch a lot of film. You probably watch so much film, and you didn't backlog so much stuff. You probably pushed away what Justin Herbert looked like against the Texans.
It was bad.
You probably thought that to myself. There ain't no way Justin Herbert threw more interceptions in one playoff game than he did the entire season. Not Mr. I could throw a football through a pinhole. Not him. Not look how tall he is. Look at his light, his flowing locks. Look who his new girlfriend is. Right? Not that guy. Justin Herbert, whenever it matters, has been terrible. Justin Herbert didn't win big games in college as talented as he was. Justin Herbert in two games in the playoffs in the league. You lose a 27-0 lead. You go throw four interceptions against the Texans. I think Justin Herbert is extremely talented. I also think Justin Herbert is the fun friend, right? Justin Herbert is the friend you invite over when you're having a party. If something serious is happening, you don't bring him over because he's not responsible, accountable, and you can't depend on him.
I think he meant responsible. Responsible. I think he meant responsible.
I just the whole thing about Herbert is too. Like last year, okay, you've got Got a new coach, new offensive coordinator. You know the team was leaning into the run more, but it felt like Herbert had a good year, but that they were almost protecting him from himself at times and not him driving. It was like J.J. McCarthy at Michigan.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, just exactly what do I make of this? I mean, you look at his numbers last year. His numbers were basically like what C.J. Stroud's rookie year was. He had 3,870 yards, 23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Great. Mm-hmm. I mean, C.J. Stroud, his rookie year, 4,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Yeah.
And which was a great rookie year.
Great rookie year.
Is it what Justin Herbert should be doing in his fifth year in the NFL to establish that he's the fourth best quarterback in the league?
Right.
I don't think so.
No.
I think there's still a lot unproven. I mean, Herbert had that brilliant second year where he threw for over 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns. That was awesome. But, man, just as it is, just like you have to hit the pause button with C.J. Stroud after year two because the things were all out of whack and everything. But we're going on 3 straight seasons with Justin Herbert where people are justifying – like elevating to be in the fourth quarterback in the league based on something he did 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So CJ is 7th on this list. I'm not going to read the whole breakdown on CJ, Seth. I'm going to read the last part here with how he can rise in these rankings. Now, he's already 7th, which is pretty damn good for a guy in his heading into his third year. I mean, all the guys above him. Jaden Daniels is 10th. You know, there's all the young guys are below CJ. CJ is the best. Like Matt Stafford is right above him, you know, like at 6th. How he can rise. Curious if you agree with this. The Texans are giving Stroud the keys to the offense. What he does with them will dictate how far he can climb in the rankings. While I'd be shocked if Stroud ever threatens to crack the top 3 this season, if he makes good use of his newfound control over the offense and puts up big numbers, he could jump to the front of the line right behind the elite tier.
This is what I want to happen, is that everything that he just said right there, basically that's factoring in the offensive line. I think he's going to be surprised. I think he's very bullish on C.J. Stroud, but he's going to be surprised if he rises up that high this year. And I think partly because nobody really trusts the offensive line. Then are you going to give him extra credit at the end of the year if he does have a great, an incredible year? Are they going to remember, oh, wait a second, yeah, and we didn't really like his situation that he was in, or that he actually could do all that well this year. Are you gonna even give him credit for working with still what on paper looks like an unimproved circumstance? I mean, he's got the same tight ends. He's got less running backs or fewer running backs because Joe Mixon's out.
Yep.
And the offensive line on paper looks like worse than last year's offensive line.
That's correct. Yep.
Will CJ get the requisite recognition for working through all that if he ends up having an all-pro caliber season?
I like to think from this guy, Ruiz, he would, because he's already got him 7th on the list. He's clearly a C.J. Stroud fan.
All these reasons why C.J. can't be as good as Jordan Love, can't be as good as Justin Herbert, all of these things. Like, okay, if he has identical seasons to all those guys, statistically,
he's got to be above
him. He had a better season,
he's
right?
He's got to be above him. Yep.
I'm keeping the receipts, Ruiz.
That's it, man.
You hear me?
Let him know. Shout it from the rooftops. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 5 Reasons I Hate You, Rams Edition. Our first one of the regular season is up next.
Feels good.
Yes.
Feels good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.